program with a recitation of the Holy Quran by Brother Irfan Kaji. Please can you welcome him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ كيف يهدي الله قوما كفروا بعد إيمانهم وشهدوا أن الرسول حق وجاءهم البينات والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين أولئك جزاؤهم أن عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم إن الذين كفروا بعد إيمانهم ثم ازدادوا كفرا لن تقبل توبتهم وأولئك هم الضالون إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا ولو افتدى به أولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أعظم الله جورنا وجوركم بمصاب بالحسين عليه السلام. We'll continue the program with Marthias by brother Abbasi Rajbali, followed by Omar Ali Jaffa, followed by Munawar Yusufali. Please welcome them all with the salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Salawat.
Sakina cries in the darkness, where are you, O Father? Sakina cries in the darkness, where are you, O Father? Father, you said when you see an orphan, treat them so gently. So when they see my dress on fire, why won't they help me? Instead they come and slap my face. Baba, they come and slap my face. Baba, please come help me. Sakina cries in the darkness, where are you, O Father? Locked up in chains, my face was beaten, my blood flowed with my tears. How could they do such acts, O Father, when they ripped through my ears? Don't they know I am your daughter? Don't they know who's my grandfather? Don't they know I am Sakina? Sakina cries in the darkness, where are you, O Father? Each time the men would hit my auntie, they'd shout, where is your Abbas? If only my uncle could lift his arms, he'd come and protect us. But he lies dead by the Furat. He has no hands, they broke his heart. My thirst has gone, Ammu. Sakina cries in the darkness, where are you, O Father? Father, they've given me some water, but how can I drink? Help me find my asghar now that I have water to bring. But Baba, they have shot an arrow, they've pierced his neck with that arrow. How will he drink, Father? A voice comes out from the desert, here I am, O princess. A voice comes out from the desert, here I am, O princess. Don't you recognize me, Sakina? Come over here to me. Or have they shot so many arrows that blood is all you see? This is the chest Shimmer sat on, the chest the horse is trampled on. This is the chest Shimmer sat on, the chest the horse is trampled on. The chest that you slept on. A voice comes out from the desert, here I am, O princess. I'm sorry, dear, this won't be the last time that you'll cry and weep. They'll torment you, they'll torture you till you cry in your sleep. You'll have nightmares when you close your eyes, nightmares of this terrible night. Even in death we'll hear your cries. Sakina cries in the darkness. Where are you, O Father? Sakina cries in the darkness. Where are you, O Father? Salawat.
Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Jabr da sar se chini, main sada deti rahi. Tu na aaya ghazi, jabr da sar se chini, main sada deti rahi. Tu na aaya ghazi, aale imran ne kaha, aur zinda ne kaha. Ye bahan qaid hui, tu na aaya ghazi. Jabr da sar se chini, main sada deti rahi. Tu na aaya ghazi. Humko pani na mile, teri khushboo to rahe, tere bazoo na kate, chahe mashki zaachi de. Ye magar ho na saka, tere baazu hai juda, mujh pe hai tashna labi, tu na aaya ghazi. Jabr da sar se chini, main sada deti rahi. Tu na aaya ghazi. Dhoop mein tu ta shajar, tujh se abad tagar, hai barehna mein asar, kya nahi tujhko khabar, ae alamdar ae wafa. Is bahan ko ba khuda, tujh se darsti bari, tu na aaya ghazi. Jabr da sar se chini, main sada deti rahi. Tu na aaya ghazi. Aa gayi shaam-e-alam, لوٹ گئے اہل حرم ریت پر جلتی ہوئی ہو گیا تن دالم پرسا دینے کے لیے مجھ سے ملنے کے لیے آ گئے بابا علی تو نہ آیا غازی جب دا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی تو نہ آیا غازی کیا کہوں شیر میرے بیردہ ہم کو لیے یہ مسلمان سارے شہر در شہر گئے خلقت کوفہ کبھی خلقت شام کبھی او رہا ہم پہ ہنسی تو نہ آیا غازی جب دا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی تو نہ آیا غازی کتنی بے بس تھی بہن اے شہنشاہ ہے وفا نام لے لے کے میرا جب یہ ظالم نے کہا ناز تاج جس پہ تجھے ام بلاؤ نہ اسے اور میں روتی رہی تو نہ آیا غازی جب دا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی تو نہ آیا غازی قید خانے میں قضا جب سکینہ کو ملی دیکھ کرتے کا کفن بچی دفنائی گئی اس غری نام تیرا صورت ناد علی دکھ میں دہراتی رہی تو نہ آیا غازی جب دا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی تو نہ آیا غازی جب دا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی تو نہ آیا
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
In this Mursia, Bibi Zainab complains to her father about Karbala and what happened after.
Gurbat me katl ho gaya Gurbat me katl ho gaya mazloom bewatan main bhai bhai kehti thi laasha bahan bahan teeron pe tha rakha hua laasha husain ka dooba hua lahu mein tha kurta husain ka आवाज थी हुसैन की बहन ना कफन कफन में भाई भाई कहती थी लाश बहन बहन आई न रास दो घड़ी परदेस की फिजा कुंभा शहीद हो गया मेरा घर उजड़ गया परदेस देश गैर का अपना वतन वतन में भाई भाई कह दी थी लाश बहन बहन एक दिन के दाग मैंने 72 उठा लिए कुछ दाग मैंने कल्ब के अंदर छुपा लिए छुपते नहीं छुपाने से दागे रसन रसन में भाई भाई कहती थी लाशा बहन बहन देखा है बाबा मैंने जो मंजिल बताऊं क्या नेजों पे था रखा हुआ सरहर शहीद का घोड़ों के दौड़ने से था टुकड़े बदन बदन में भाई भाई कहती थी लाशा बहन बहन बाबा हसन से ताबा हुसैन शहीद तक बाबा अमीर शाम से दौरे यजीद तक लूटा है अहले शाम ने बाबा चमन चमन में भाई भाई कह तिथिलाशा बहन बहन बरछी कलेजे अली अकबर में जब लगी बाबा को दी सदा कभी आवाज मुझको दी
کہتا تھا سینہ تھام کے اممہ چبن چبن میں بھائی بھائی کے تھی تلاشا بہن بہن غازی کے بعد اور قیامت گزر گئی پیاسوں کی آس ٹوٹ کے بن میں بکھڑ گئی ایک شور العطش تھب پا ایک شور العطش کب پا تھا دہن دہن میں بھائی بھائی کے تھی تلاشا بہن بہن صلوا علی نبی.
The announcements for this evening are as follows. Wednesday the 10th of August, the ladies' morning majlis will start at 10 a.m. with Quran and majlis by Sister Malika Chandu, and the evening ziyarat majlis program will start at 7:30 p.m. and end with niyaz. Please join me in welcoming Sajjad Bhai Tajani, our Vice President, for a speech with a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بالحسين عليه السلام شيخ سليم يوسف علي my elders, brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Normally, these speeches are made on the 12th night of Muharram. However, our guest speaker, Sheikh Salim, is departing, inshallah, tomorrow to go back to California. So we bid him farewell today. On behalf of the EC and the President, Al-Haj Sibtain Alibhai, who is in Karbala as we speak, we would like to say a big thank you to you, Sheikh Salim Yusuf Ali. Your lectures on the theme of Karbala, the enlightened journey, was very well received by the members. The topics you discussed were very relevant and included challenges which communities throughout the world face. We pray that we are able to implement what was discussed and become better Muslims as a result. Ameen. Just a bit of history with Sheikh Salim. The last time Sheikh was here was in 2014. During Ashre Zainabia. He then was booked in 2020, but due to COVID, he could not travel. He had also just moved from Canada to the US, and we tried to work on a live stream for him, but as California was eight hours behind, it was not practical to do so. Alhamdulillah, he could make it this time. Although Sheikh would not like me to say what I'm going to say now, it is important we as a community recognize these good qualities of a scholar and appreciate them. He has made us as a community very proud. Sheikh has shown excellent akhlaq in terms of his humility and flexibility without too many demands. For example, when we asked him to lead prayers, he did not hesitate and immediately agreed to it. We have many scholars who have in the past excused themselves from this duty. The volunteers then have to look for people to lead the prayers, which on many occasions is not easy. There are many such examples, but I would not like to embarrass Sheikh. We pray that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant Sheikh a long, healthy, and successful life. May Allah also increase his knowledge and give him the tawfiq to serve Islam throughout his life. Ameen. Sheikh, if we have fallen short of in any aspect of our hospitality, please forgive us. Please also give us feedback of any such oversight, and we assure you, We will try our best to improve next time round. Let us recite a loud salawat for Sheikh Salim Yusuf Ali. We would also like to thank all of you members attending the ELC and being patient with us to try and squeeze in as much as possible to allow others to come in. Despite of all the inconveniences, including the early start, Sheikh had a word of praise for you all. During one of our dinner sessions, he said this gathering was the most attentive of all the gatherings he has lectured at. Alhamdulillah. We would also like to thank all the ELC volunteers, including the ELC ladies team, the AV team, the BLS team, for working tirelessly to make sure the programs ran smoothly. Our sincere thanks also go to the Dua, Marcia, Nauha, Poem, and Ziyarat reciters. Without you, the program would not have been complete. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all your wishes in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant you a long and healthy life to continue serving in the cause of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Let us recite a loud salawat for all our volunteers and dua reciters. Brothers and sisters, on behalf of the EC and the president and all volunteers, if we have said or done anything to upset you, please find in your heart to forgive us. I can assure you it was not done intentionally. From our side, although there is nothing I know of, but if there is any such thing which was said or done against us, we forgive you. We don't want to hold any grudges. We want to move on as we have a lot to achieve together. For tomorrow night's majlis, inshallah, Sheikh Miqdad Rajbali, who was in the north, in Burnley, was reciting the ashra. Inshallah, he will be reciting the majlis tomorrow, Ziyarat Majlis. Before I finish, I just also wanted to update you about the Ashre Zainabiya speaker in the evening for both ladies and gents. Sheikh Anwar Jafar, who is the current resident alim of Leicester Jamaat, will be reciting for the Ashre Zainabiya Majlis. Our programs will start at 7:45 p.m. around that time with Salah, and then the main program. All the programs will be in the main hall. There will be no Urdu lectures for Ashre Zainabiya. Lastly, as we come to the conclusion of this ashra, let us renew our pledge with Bibi Fatima alayhi salam, and we say, Abad Wallah, Ya Zahra, Ma Nansa Husayna. O Zahra, by Allah, we will never forget Hussein. This majlis will never die. For Hussein, we will always cry. With your loudest of your voices, Labbaik Ya Hussein. Labbaik Ya Hussein. Labbaik Ya Hussein. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hassan, please join me in welcoming Sheikh Salim Yusuf Ali for his final talk with the salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. سورة الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله، صلى الله عليك يا ابن رسول الله، صلى الله عليك أيها الشهيد بكربلاء، عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بالحسين عليه السلام. This day of Ashura is a difficult day for the believers as they commemorate and remember and give their time and energy for the purpose of keeping the memory and the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions alive. I know that many of you have been in this center or in similar gatherings since the morning time. May Allah reward you for your commemoration. As the day of Ashura draws to a close, we come to one of the most difficult musibas of the entire history of humanity. It is the musibah of the night after Ashura. In the Arabic language, they oftentimes refer to this night as Laylatul Wahsha. Wahsha means fright and terror. And you know that in general, night times are difficult times. They're times that you want to be at home, you want to be in comfort, you don't want to be out in the open. But imagine that you're in a desert, far away from home, without any support, without any supporters, without any tents, because the tents are burnt. And you can see why it is called Laylatul Wahsha. Another name that's given for this night is Shame Ghariban. Gharib means somebody who is away from their watan, somebody who is a stranger in their land. Sham means night. So it is the night of those who are strangers in the place that they're staying in. And normally, if you're a stranger and you're traveling and you have people who are there to take you in, they're there to show you your hospitality, then you're okay, you're fine. Your ghurba, your being away from your home, it's compensated for. But you can imagine these ladies and children as they're in that desert and all their men have now left them because they've been killed. And the only men who are there are the soldiers of Umar ibn Sa'd. You can imagine that truly, if you want to find somebody gharib, then you go to Karbala on the night after Ashura. These men on that night, or so-called men, these inhuman subhumans who committed all these crimes against the haram of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, a question arises for us, that how can somebody get to this point? I mean, we're talking about not more than 50 years from the time of the death of the Prophet. We're talking about something which, you know, is not too far in history. It's something which is people at that time, there was many companions alive. There's many those who have seen the Prophet. They saw how our Prophet used to put Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein on his back and play with them. And he would tell people that these are Sayyida Shababi Ahl Jannah. These are the people who are the leaders of paradise. These are people who would read the Quran. And in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala tells us that قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. I don't ask you for any reward except that you should have love for my family. But here we see that they break all bonds with the Quran. It's as if they've never read the Quran. They break all bonds with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, as if they didn't recognize him as their prophet, as they go and attack the very family of the Prophet that they're commanded to love and respect. How can somebody stoop to this level? Our greatest of scholars, when they analyze this, they say that if you want to know the root of the problem, if you want to go to the core of the core issue goes back to what was their heart attached to. These people's hearts were filled with the love of one thing and one thing only. It was ad-dunya ad-daniya, this low world and its material attractions and its allures. And that love had gotten so strong that they were willing to trample all notions of justice and truth, sever all ties with the Quran and the Prophet, and did make them do what they did. On the other hand, we have the example of those whose hearts were filled not with the low dunya, but rather with something very pure. Something which gave them motivation to stand strong and patient in the face of these calamities. Something which allows someone like Zainab alayhi salam to say, "Ma ramaytu illa jamila." What was that thing? It was ishq of Allah. It was that deep love of Allah and nothing but Allah. What we witness in Karbala is a lot of blood and a lot of gore and killing and murder and so many things which are ugly. But amidst those scenes of horror, there's something very beautiful as well, which is the love a human being can have, that a servant can have for their Rabb, for Allah. We pray to Allah that He grants us that ishq, that love and that passion for Him, which is represented through our love of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam and the Quran. And we pray that He removes from us the love of those things that take us away from the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. As we walk out from these majalis, let's walk out with a renewed commitment, as we heard from Brother Sajjad, to the path of Fatima to Zahra alayhi wasalam and to the path of Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam. And inshallah, this was what will be pleasing to Imam Hussein and Sayyidah Zainab salamallahi alayha. صلى الله عليك يا سيد الشهداء صلى الله عليك وعلى أختك زينب. If you remember on the night of Ashura, Imam Hussein عليه السلام addresses his companions, he tells them that each one of you can take the night as cover, you can leave the battlefield, you've done your duty to me. But nowhere in history does it mention that Imam Hussein alayhi salam tells his dear sister Zainab, "Zainab, your responsibility is over. Zainab, you can take the cover of the night and go, you can leave me." No, that's not the case, because Zainab's responsibility was just beginning right now. Imam Hussein alayhi salam needs Zainab. Until now, the caravan was supported by Imam Hussein, helped by Hadrat Abbas and Ali Akbar and others. But now it is the responsibility of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, helped by Hadrat Zainab salamullahi alayha. But what happened on the plains of Karbala after Imam Hussein alayhi salam was slaughtered? Humayd ibn Muslim says that, "Wallah, I will never forget that scene when I saw Zainab bintu Ali. She came out from the tents. She was mourning for Hussein. She cries out with a voice that is filled with grief and a heart that is broken. What is she saying? Ya Muhammada, salli alayka malaikatu sama. هذا الحسين مرمل بالدماء مقطع الأعضاء وبناتك سبايا إلى الله المشتكى." What is she saying? "Oh Muhammad, may the angels of the sky send blessings upon you.
I complain to you, my grandfather. This is Hussein. He is covered in blood. His limbs have been cut. His head has been severed. Oh, my grandfather, your daughters are prisoner. I complain to you, only you, Allah. And I complain to Muhammad al-Mustafa and to Ali al-Murtaba. I complain to my mother, Fatima al-Zahra, over what has happened. They say that what happened now, never before in history has it happened when any army has gained victory over their opponents. The historian Al-Biruni says they did to Imam Hussein what no one had ever done. They killed him with the sword and with stones, but they didn't stop there, just there. They went on to trample his body with the horses. It's no wonder that Jibreel alayhi salam once told Nabi Adam the story of what would happen to Imam Hussein. He told him, O Adam, the musibah, the tragedy that will affect your son Hussein in the future, all the other calamities pale in comparison to that. Sometimes when they want to kill somebody, they kill them with an arrow or they kill them with a sword. But with Hussein, they weren't content with just killing him in one way. They had to kill him in so many different ways. But before killing him, what did they do? One man comes to him, he steals his shirt. One man comes to him, he steals his sandals. One comes and steals his turban. Another comes and steals his sword. One steals the garment on which he used to sit. One steals his bow. One steals his outer garments. They even go to that worn garment he had put on underneath with the hopes that no one would take that. They take that as well. But they don't just stop there. Umar ibn Sa'd shouts, he says, who volunteers to come and make sure that the chest and the back of Hussein are run over by the horses? There's 10 of them that go and mount their horses. Proudly they advance to the body of the son of Fatima, the daughter of Rasulullah. Afterwards, they're proud of themselves. They say, we did crush the chest and the back. Mighty steeds made it like a river track. And when Ibn Ziyad finds out that these are the ones who rode their horses over Hussein, he had lots of special prize for them. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. As the enemy advances towards the tents of the women folk, there is one of the women of the enemy army. She grabs one of the poles of the tent. She advances on her own army. What is she doing? She tells them that now you're going to go to the daughters of Rasulullah. You're going to enter into their tent. By Allah, I will never let you do this. It was enough for you to kill the grandson of Rasulullah. But how can you enter into the tents of the daughters of the Prophet? Have you no shame? But it seems they had no shame. They had lost their hearts. They were willing to violate the sanctity of even the haram of Rasulullah. They go to the tents. They are keen on grabbing everything that they can see. They take all the belongings. But now that the belongings have been claimed, what are they going to do next? They go and they advance upon the women and the children. They go to the scarves on the heads of the women folk. They go to the rings and the earrings. Whenever they find something, they go and they snatch it. They go to Fatima, the daughter of Hussein. One of the men comes to her. He sees that she is crying, that he is crying. She asks him, Ma yubkika ya adu Allah? What is making you cry, O enemy of Allah? He says to her, "How can I not cry? I am stealing from the daughter of the Messenger of Allah." She tells him, "If you know that, why don't you leave it? Don't steal from me." He says to her, "I'm afraid if I don't take it, that somebody else will come and take it instead of me." Fatima, the daughter of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, says that at one point she rushes to her aunt Zainab. Why is she going to Zainab? Because Zainab is the only one she can go to. What does she want from her? "Ya Amata, oh my aunt, do you have anything that I can cover my hair with? There are strangers in our tent. Can you give something to me to cover my hair with?" She says that, "Oh my dear daughter, وَعَمَّتُكَ مِثْلُكِ, your aunt is in the same situation that you are." They go through the tents, they come across a young man who is lying very ill. Who is this man? Is it Ali ibn al-Husayn, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam? When Shimr la'anatullahi alayhi sees Ali ibn al-Husayn, he raises his sword, he wants to kill him. Until one of his own forces tells him that, "How can you kill somebody who is sick? How can you stoop to that level?" But when Zainab sees that the enemy has come to Imam Sajjad, she flings herself onto the body of Sajjad. She says that, "If you want to kill him, you have to kill me first." Above all, she will never abandon her duty to the Imam of the time. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Now they take the fire to the tents. The Rawi, the narrator, says, ثم أخرج النساء من الخيمة. They made the women come out of the tent. وَأَشْعَلُوا فِيهَا النَّارِ, and they went and they took fire to the tents. فَخَرَجْنَا حَوَاسِرَ مُسَلَّبَاتٍ حَافِيَاتٍ بَاكِيَاتٍ يَمْشِينَ سَبَايَا فِي أَسْرِ الذِّلَّارِ. Can you imagine the scene, brothers and sisters? It is so heartbreaking. The ladies are running out of the tent with the children. Who are these ladies? These are the pure and noble ladies of the family of Rasulullah. They are running out barefooted in the desert sand. They are chased by the flames of the fire. They have been looted of all their possessions. They are crying. They are now prisoners. Sakina, the daughter of Hussein, when she is outside of the tent, she is seeking some solace. Where does she go? Somehow, I don't know how, she recognizes the body of her father. She goes to the body of her father. I don't know what she was doing there. Maybe she's remembering the time that she would find solace on the chest of her father. She goes near to him. She sees a vision where Hussein is crying out to her. What is he telling her? It is a message for all of us. Shi'ati ma in sharibtum raya azbin fadhkuruni. أو سمعتم بغريب أو شهيد فانتبوني. O my followers, whenever you drink any water which is nourishing, then remember me. If you ever hear of anyone who is a stranger in their land, or you ever hear of a martyr, then mourn for me. They say that on that night, it was a night of difficulty. The children are wailing and crying. But The narrators say, Fatima, the daughter of Imam Hussein, says that on that night I saw my aunt Zainab. What was she doing other than taking care of the children? She was standing in prayer. She was making dua. She was doing her salatul layl. Even in those conditions, Zainab alayha salam was turning her heart towards Allah. But we see that in the journey from Karbala to Kufa to Sham, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says that my aunt Zainab, she never gave up doing her night prayers, but sometimes I would see that she would do her prayers sitting down. I would ask her, oh my aunt Zainab, is something wrong? Why are you sitting down and doing your prayers? She would tell me, oh my dear nephew, oh my nephew, they give us some food, but I give that food to the children. My body is so weak, I have no energy to stand in the prayer when I am praying at night. Allah la'natullahi ala al-qawm al-zalimeen, wa say'alam al-lazina zalamu, ayyamun qalibin yanqalibun. Matam ya Hussein.
The night is drawing, the candles are lit, Sakina is looking for her father. Where are you, father? Where are you, father? Look at my ears, they're bleeding. They've torn my ears and taken my earrings. They've slapped my face and pushed me around. Is that what you call an orphan, father? Where are you, father? Where are you, father? The night is drawing, the candles are lit, Sakina is looking for her father. Where are you, father? Where are you, father? I'm hungry now, I'm thirsty too. I'm tired, I want to sleep, father. But there's no home, there's nowhere to sleep. I want to sleep in your arms, father. Where are you, father? Where are you, father? They brought some water, but I can't drink. Asghar is younger, he is more thirsty, but his cradle's empty, it's burning now. Can you see the smoke, father? Where are you, father? Where are you, father? The night is drawing, the candles are lit, Sakina is looking for her father. Where are you, father? Where are you, father? Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. اے میرے بابا جان ہو رہی ہے اذان سر چھپاؤں کہاں اے میرے rahi hai zan sar chupao kahan main bhi hu marziya bint khair un nisa mere lehje mein hai baba teri ada naam zainab mere tune jo rakh diya de di apni zubaan ae mere ho rahi hai azaan sar chupa ae mere baba jaan ho rahi hai azaan sar chupa baba ja meri da mangti reh gayi ba mudr saj gaye jeete ji mar gayi halqae sham mein naam sun kar mera mar gaya natwa ae mere baba jaan ho rahi hai azaan sar chupao kahan ae mere ho rahi hai azaan haath kaanon pe hai neel gaalon pe hai aur nishaan jo uski na ke shaanon pe hai har nishaan se yahi aa rahi hai sada baba jaan baba jaan ae mere baba jaan ho rahi hai azaan sar chupao kahan ae mere baba jaan ye tera aakhri tabya teri chadar bachega ghazi baba jaan ye tera aakhri tabya teri chadar bachayega ghazi jawan mar gaya bawafa chin gayi hai rida kehti bibiyan abbas ruk na paya mere bawafa ka usar noke ne zase aane laga khak par bain do darbadar dekh khair nange sar sana paya jawan ae mere ho rahi hai azaan sar chupao kahan ae mere baba jaan ho rahi hai azaan sar chupao haath kaanon pe hai neel gaalon pe hai aur nishaan jo uski na ke shaanon pe hai har nishaan se yahi aa rahi hai sada baba jaan baba jaan ae mere baba jaan ho rahi hai azaan sar chupao kahan ae mere baba jaan ho rahi hai azaan sir chupao kahan ya Hussein
ya Hussein
ya Hussein Mawla Haq Imam Ya Hasan Ya Hussein Mawla Haq Imam Ya Hasan Ya Hussein Ya Hussein Ya Hussein Mawla Haq Imam Ya Hasan Ya Hussein Mawla Haq Imam Ya Hasan Ya Hussein Ya Hussein Ya Hussein Oh our Imam you were alone Oh, our Imam, you were alone. In Karbala, courage was shown. In Karbala, courage was shown. Because of you, Islam has grown. Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hasan, Ya Hussein. Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hasan, Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. They were on the plains of Karbala, they were on the plains of Karbala, and left alone with no water, and left alone with no water, no mercy shown from Hurmala. Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hasan, Ya Hussein, Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hasan, Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, you were paraded through the land, you were paraded through the land, covered your face with holy hands, covered your face with holy hands, while his body lay on the sand. Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hasan, Ya Hussein. Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hasan, Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Oh Abbas, you were so brave. Oh Abbas, you were so brave. For the Imam, your life you gave. For the Imam, your life you gave. To follow you is what we crave. Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hasan, Ya Hussein. Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hasan, Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. O warrior, flag in your palm. O warrior, flag in your palm. To quench their thirst, you lost your arms. To quench their thirst, you lost your arms. Those hands were used to serve Imam. Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hasan, Ya Hussein. Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hasan, Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. To go and fight is what you sought. To go and fight is what you sought. Your father wrote in your support. Your father wrote in your support. Fighting for Haq, you raised his sword. Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hasan, Ya Hussein. Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Imam Sajjad had fallen ill. Imam Sajjad had fallen ill. His painful state was Allah's will. His painful state was Allah's will. Surely Islam he did rebuild. Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hasan, Ya Hussein. Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hasan, Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. O Sayyida, O Fatima, O Sayyida, O Fatima, every tear we share with you, every tear we share with you, always we will shout out the truth. Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hasan, Ya Hussein, Mawla Haq Imam, Ya Hasan, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya
Hussein. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله، السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الوصيين، السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء سيدتي نساء العالمين، السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور، السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار يا أبا عبد الله، لقد عظمت الرضية وجلت وعظمت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام، وجلت وعظمت مصيبتك في السماوات على جميع أهل السماوات، فلعن الله أمة أسست أساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت، ولعن الله أمة دفعتكم عن مقامكم وأزالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها، ولعن الله أمة قتلتكم، ولعن الله الممهدين لهم بالتمكين من قتالكم، برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم وأشيائهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم يا أبا عبد الله، إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة، ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان، ولعن الله بني أمية قاتبة، ولعن الله مرجان، ولعن الله أمر بن سعد، ولعن الله شمرة، ولعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتنقبت لقتالك، بأبي أنت وأمي لقد عظم مصابي بك، فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثار مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة يا أبا عبد الله، إني أتقرب إلى الله وإلى رسوله وإلى أمير المؤمنين وإلى فاطمة وإلى الحسن، وإليك بموالاتك وبالبراءة ممن أسس أساس ذلك وبنى عليه بنيانه وجرى في ظلمه وجوره عليكم وعلى أشيائكم، برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم، وأتقرب إلى الله ثم إليكم بموالاتكم وموالات وليكم وبالبراءة من أعدائكم والناسبين لكم الحرب وبالبراءة من أشيائهم وأتباعهم، إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم وولي لمن والاكم وعدو لمن عاداكم، فأسأل الله الذي أكرمني بمعرفتكم ومعرفة أوليائكم ورزقني البراءة من أعدائكم أن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة وأن يثبت لي عندكم قدم صدق في الدنيا والآخرة، وأسأله أن يبلغني المقام المحمود لكم عند الله، وأن يرزقني طلب فاري مع إمام هدى ظاهر ناتق بالحق منكم، وأسأل الله بحقكم وبالشأن الذي لكم عنده أن يعطيني بمصابي بكم أفضل ما يعطي مصابا بمصيبته، مصيبة ما عظمها وعظم رضيتها في الإسلام وفي جميع أهل السماوات والأرض. اللهم اجعلني في مقام هذا ممن تناله منك صلوات ورحمة ومغفرة. اللهم اجعل محيا محيا محمد وآل محمد، ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إن هذا يوم تبركت به بنو أمية وابن آكلة الأكباد، اللعين ابن اللعين على لسانك ولسان نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله في كل موطن وموقف، وكفى فيه نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم الأن أبا سفيان ومؤاوية ويزيد بن مؤاوية عليهم منك اللعنة أبد الآبدين. وهذا يوم فرحت به آل زياد وآل مروان بقتلهم الحسين صلوات الله عليه. اللهم فضائف عليهم اللعن منك والعذاب الأليم. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك في هذا اليوم وفي موقف هذا وأيام حياتي، وبالبراءة منهم واللعنة عليهم وبالموالاة لنبيك وآل نبيك عليه وعليهم السلام. اللهم لنول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن الإصابة التي جاهدت الحسين عليه السلام وشائيت وبائيت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر لهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم خص أنت أول ظالم باللعن مني، وابدع به أولا ثم الثانية وثالثة ورابعة. اللهم لعن يزيد خامسة، ولن عبيد الله بن زياد وابن مرجان وعمر بن سعد والشمر وآل أبي سفيان وآل زياد وآل مروان إلى يوم القيامة. اللهم لك الحمد حمد الشاكرين لك على مسابهم. الحمد لله على عظيم رضيتي. اللهم ارزقني شفاعة الحسين عليه السلام يوم الورود، وثبت لي قدم صدق عندك مع الحسين وأصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا محجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام. السلام عليك يا رسول الله، السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين، السلام عليك يا فاطمة الزهراء سيدتي نساء العالمين، السلام عليك يا خديجة الكبرى أم المؤمنين، السلام عليك يا حسن المجتبى، السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر الأهدي مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين لا علي بن الحسين، وعلى أولاد الحسين، وعلى أصحاب الحسين، خصوصا سيدي ومولاي أبو الفضل العباس، وأختك زينب، وبنتك سكينة، وأم كلثوم، وأم البنين، وكل شهيد بكربلاء. السلام على تسعة المعصومين من ذريتهما، علي بن الحسين يا زين العابدين، ومحمد بن علي الباقر، وجعفر بن محمد الصادق، وموسى بن جعفر الكاذب، وعلي بن موسى الرضا، وأختك معصومة، ومحمد بن علي التقي الجواد، علي بن محمد الهادي النقي، والحسن بن علي الأسكري، والحجة بن الحسن يا مهدي. أجل الله فرجه وسهل الله مخرج وظهور، عجل الله لك ما وعدك من النصر وظهور الأمر، ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتئه فيها طويلا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. من كر سورة المباركة الفاتحة مع الصلوات.
Brother, Salah time is 8:46. Please prepare for Salah. Ahsan. If there's a brother, Qasim Abbas, in the marquee, your mother is waiting for you outside. Please make your way to the back of the marquee, Hassan.
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن أشهد أن علياً حجة الله حي على الصلاة صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وسلم
أستغفر الله ربي وأتوب إليه الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله اللهم صل على محمد أشهد أن علي ولي الله أشهد أن عليا حجة الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح حي على خير العمل، حي على خير العمل. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده، سبحان الله، سبحان الله، سبحان الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده، سبحان الله، سبحان الله، سبحان الله. الله أكبر. أستغفر الله ربي وأتوب إليه. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده، سبحان الله، سبحان الله، سبحان الله. الله أكبر. بحول الله وقوته أقوم وأقعد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا، وثبت أقدامنا، وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده، سبحان الله، سبحان الله، سبحان الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده، سبحان الله، سبحان الله، سبحان الله. الله أكبر. أستغفر الله ربي وأتوب إليه. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده، سبحان الله، سبحان الله، سبحان الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بحول الله وقوته أقوم وأقعد. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده، سبحان الله، سبحان الله، سبحان الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده، سبحان الله، سبحان الله، سبحان الله. الله أكبر. أستغفر الله ربي وأتوب إليه. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. عظم الذنب من عبدك فليحسن العفو من عندك يا كريم. الله أكبر. الحمد لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. يا من لا يشغله سمع عن سمع، ويا من لا يغلطه السائلون، ويا من لا يبرمه إلاح الملحين، ذكني برد عفوك وحلاوة رحمتك ومغفرتك. إلهي هذه صلاتي صليتها لا لحاجة منك إليها ولا رغبة منك فيها إلا تعظيما وطاعة وإجابة لك إلى ما مررتني به إلهي إن كان فيها خلل أو نقص من ركوعها وسجودها فلا تؤاخذني وتفضل علي بالقبول والغفران.
استغفر الله ربي واتوب اليه. الله اكبر الله اكبر. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله. اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن علي ولي الله. أشهد أن علي حجة الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. حي على خير العمل. حي على خير العمل. قد قامت الصلاة. قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله ربي وأتوب إليه. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الله أكبر. بحول الله وقوته أقوم وأقعد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم اشف كل مريض. اللهم سد فقرنا بغناك. اللهم غير سوء حالنا بحسن حالك. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله ربي وأتوب إليه. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بحول الله وقوته أقوم وأقعد. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الله أكبر. أستغفر الله ربي وأتوب إليه. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الله أكبر. بحول الله وقوته أقوم وأقعد. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الله أكبر. أستغفر الله ربي وأتوب إليه. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إنا نسألك الراحة عند الموت والعفو عند الحساب. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليك. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بحق ياسين والقرآن الحكيم وبحق طه والقرآن العظيم. يا من يقدر على حوائج السائلين، يا من يعلم ما في الضمير، يا منفس عن المكروبين، يا مفرج عن المغمومين، يا راحم الشيخ الكبير، يا رازق الطفل الصغير، يا من لا يحتاج إلى التفسير، صل على محمد وآل محمد وافعل بحاجاتنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا ابن الرسول الله، السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الوصيين، السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء سيدتي نساء العالمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليك يا مولى وابن مولى، السلام عليك يا غريب الغرباء، السلام عليك يا شمس الشموس وانيس النفوس أيها المدفون بأرض توس، الرضا المجتبى الراضي بالقدر والقضاء، السلام عليك يا سلطان أبا الحسن علي بن موسى الرضا، السلام عليك يا فاطمة المعصومة اشفئي لنا في الجنة ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليك يا مولانا يا صاحب الأسر والزمان، السلام عليك يا خليفة الرحمن، السلام عليك يا شريك القرآن، السلام عليك يا كعبة الإيمان، السلام عليك يا إمام الإنس والجان، أجل الله فرجك وسهل الله مخرجك وزهورك، والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله الرحمن الرحيم، اللهم كل وليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائي في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتيه فيها طويلا.